Okay, we were still talking about the background in the brokerage business and this very interesting fact you mentioned.
Yeah, that I don't remember.
Doc, before that, why don't you tell him that when Mr. Lewin, he was only with Mr. Lewin.
Why don't you hear that?
Doc, when Mr. Lewin, how long was Mr. Lewin when he died? About 7 years? No, not even, about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
And Edgar Lewin died.
Yeah.
And they wanted to bring the Hintz people. Why don't you tell them, wanted to bring a manager from New York?
That's right.
Okay. And tell them Sonny how you got...
Sonny Ken. They were running for a manager.
They were hunting for a manager? Yeah.
So Sonny Ken...
Mr. Lewin.
Said to him, you know, why don't the full manager give him a chance?
I didn't get that.
He said, why look? Stanley Cann, who was a brother, not Edgar Lewin, said, why look for a manager? You got the best man in Pittsburgh you could possibly have in Jock Rosenberg. You don't have to bring anybody here from New York when Mr. Lewin died. And they gave him, and thanks to Stanley Cann, they gave Jock his chance. And it became the one of the most successful branch offices of the Hintz Company.
It's recorded. Well, that's good to hear. And Stanley Cann, was he a Jewish philanthropist later in his life?
I remember Stanley
Cann. His name is well known.
Yes, philanthropist.
He died about Hintz
Company. K-A-N-N.
Yeah. And did he own part of your company?
No, he was just the brother-in-law of Edgar.
He owned the famous furniture gallery.
In the McKeesport, wasn't it?
McKeesport.
What was the name?
Famous.
Yeah, Famous Furniture. He owned that.
Yeah.
The famous furniture in McKeesport, yeah. All right. Now, can you think of anything else before we go to another area?
While he was in the... Do you want to stay with this there?
We're giving this more time than his athletics. Now, by comparison, wasn't your athletic career spread over a longer time than your brokerage career?
Sure.
And we gave the brokerage career all this.
Sorry.
Well, no. Yeah. In retrospect, is there anything we left out about his career?
While he was a broker, he used to coach the St. Canisius team.
Well, that's interesting.
What did you used to do, John? You used to coach those Catholic high school teams, didn't you?
Still a broker.
You did Canisius or something.
I was at the Pittsburgh Lyceum.
At the Pittsburgh Lyceum, yeah.
I coached basketball team there.
You coached basketball. Well, you must have been in good shape.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah.
In other words, you didn't get heavy from sitting at a desk.
I was heavy.
You were a little heavy. But coaches don't have to be thin and slim, right? As long as they have a good head and can manage the team. And that's what you were doing.
I couldn't do it today.
Okay. So we don't think we left much out about the basketball career, right?
Yeah, he's got some awards.
He was on the board of governors of the Duke University. I was on the athletic board.
You were one of the few Jews on the athletic board, or the only Jew?
Sammy Weiss,
the judge.
That's right.
He was on it.
He's also in their Hall of Fame.
Well, he was a ball player too, Sammy Weiss?
A football player.
He was a football player. But then it was rare at a Catholic college for you two Jews to be so outstanding, wouldn't you say?
That's right.
Yeah.
I also was on the Hall of Fame of Duke University.
Good. Okay.
Also, the Jewish Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I made that 3 years ago.
You made that 3 years ago on the Jewish Hall of Fame. That would be in 19, four, 1981, or 82, he made the Jewish Hall of Fame.
He also was on the Duquesne University Hall of Fame.
He said that.
That's what we just recorded, right.
Also the Jewish, whatever that is, Hall of Fame.
Oh, there is another Hall of Fame then, besides that one. All right, I think we've covered pretty much all the hobby, not the hobbies, but background and the marriage we touched on, and we didn't ask you if you have children.
I have a daughter.
Has one daughter.
Yeah.
And how old would she be?
She married and has three children.
Three children. So you have three grandchildren now, and your daughter is married. Does she live in the city?
Uh-huh.
Lives in Pittsburgh. What is her name?
Mrs. Spire. S-P-I-R.
E-R. Spire. Mrs. Spire.
She's married to Eric Spire.
Married to Eric Spire. Fine.
Well, I brought into the brothers with us when he got married.
Your son-in-law was brought into the brokerage business.
He's still in it.
And is still in it. What company is he with?
He's
with Bache, a very big company in the United States, believe me. All right, we're moving from there. That was your children and your grandchildren. And the next thing we covered, your occupation and profession. And now, are there any hobbies or interests you have now that occupy your time? That's why he's being honored. We know that you're a philanthropic man.
Oh, brother. I have a foundation in memory of my father and mother, the Carmen Rosenberg Memorial Foundation.
Carp
and Rachel. Carp and Rachel Memorial Foundation.
Okay.
K-A-R-P.
K-A-R-P.
I pay, I am charitable through that.
You show your charity through that foundation, right. And how long has that been in existence?
15 years.
15?
No, it's longer than
longer than that?
Since
1950s,
you had it.
I'd say
about.
At least 30.
It's over 30.
Over 30 years. Yeah. You've maintained this charitable foundation. Yeah. Very honorable. And this is still one of your interests,
That's right?
Would you like to, while we're talking about that, tell us a little of the fact your speech is impaired, and we have that there. You evidently were in good health until
last year. About 2 years ago
when you probably suffered a mild stroke.
That's right.
And as a result, did it incapacitate you, or you're able to go out dinners or to restaurants, right?
Once in a while.
You can move around.
Thank you,
God. Used to be a very voluble man.
Yes. Well, these things happen, but we want to get them recorded that in spite of this little handicap, you haven't let it.
One of the things he was always proud of is these graduates from Rankin High School would make something out of themselves, and they always came into his office to tell him they've been a nurse, and they passed on account of his chemistry and his
gratifying
test.
These
ex-players of yours. In fact, a man just came in from California last year. It was one of his ex-basketball. How all those ex-players that you had and those students you had at Rankin always came into your office to tell them what they made of themselves. And he always dropped everything to talk to.
Well, those are the rewards, evidently. Before we get any further, when we discussed your marriage, did I get your name?
My maiden name is Simon, and I'm first. I don't know where I'm from.
Yes.
Sykesville, PA.
Ah, here's a young lady from Sykesville, PA, a little town, probably where?
Jefferson County.
Well,
over 1,900 people.
wherever that is.
Between Punxsutawney and Dubois.
You know where that is. That's up north.
Yeah, towards, northeast.
Towards Erie, if you're driving.
No, it isn't. It's going northeast. Towards New York.
State
College.
Yeah. So you came from all the way up there to this town of Pittsburgh.
Well, I went to, I was a graduate of Temple University.
I see.
I made a detour.
She was a pharmacist too.
You're a pharmacist.
She was a pharmacist.
Wow, you were ahead of the gender. Today, women are working with their husbands, and you were doing that?
Well, I didn't
Did
work
you
very
work
long
after you married?
Not very much, and then I got married.
I see.
I'm a pharmacist too.
He has a pharmacist
That's,
degree, too.
Isn't that a coincidence?
But he never practiced.
Yeah.
I have a BS degree in pharmacy. Never practiced very much. You're married to the generation where your wife didn't work.
Yeah, well.
But I became a professional volunteer for every organization in the city.
Really? Well, that is your background. Now, what I didn't ask you, these are your interests. What about Israel? Have you ever gone there? Or?
I have, but he hasn't.
In other words, your wife has been to Israel.
We have contributed.
But you are contributors and you're supporters.
We have a playground or something out there. Some,
yes.
Something in the Hadassah community college.
I'm on the board of the Hebrew Institute.
That's what we want to hear, on the
also,
board of the Hebrew Institute.
Also
I used to be very active.
I'm on a board. I'm
a
big contributor to the Jewish office agency.
Okay, we got
he's
that.
Especially interested in retarded.
Wait, and you said something else. The YMHA?
Used to be very active.
You were active at the YMHA, athletically and...
A director.
And a director.
Yeah.
Then you knew, what was his name, Kaufman, that...
Nady
Kaufman,
yeah,
right? You must have worked with him.
I saw him.
Yeah, he worked with him.
Yes. He's still active there, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Golly, he must be 100 years old.
No, he looks great.
Really? I've never seen him.
I saw him at the Jewish Hall of Fame dinner 2 years ago.
So you still see him on occasion? Anything else?
His charitable, we're especially interested in retarded children.
You're interested in retarded children.
Mm-hmm.
Any special group, any name that you want to mention?
Well, we give to all of them, especially the certain home, the one home. Where's the home that you give to, Jock, out in Bridgeville? What's the name of the home that you, the retarded children's home? It's a very fine one in Beaver Falls somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name
Do you
of
remember
home?
The name of the home that you support crippled children or
no,
retarded crippled children?
We do too.
Yes.
The near Beaver. It's a Catholic institution.
A Catholic institution, and you support them.
We've been supporting them very
yes.
well. In fact, we support this church now.
Yes, sir.
You're going to go to two heavens, both of them.
It's
yes.
very interesting.
Oh, it's...
Yeah.
I can find the name if you want to wait a minute.
Okay. You have a question? Speak loud.
Retarded children. I was wondering
why
you chose this kind of a charity.
Yes,
did you have a special reason?
Because you have a nephew who is...
I see.
Okay.
What's your name at home?
I'm going to look it up. Isn't it funny? It's a very fine one.
Yeah. All right. We've never discussed actual, and it's on here, that we should devote a little time to anti-Semitism. Did you feel it? Outside of that one incident you mentioned when you were applying as a coach for a job, and they brought it out very openly that because you were Jewish, they wouldn't hire you. Have you had any other of those experiences?
Very little.
Very little. Yeah, that's good to hear. And next subject, would like you to discuss, if you can remember, to just mention whatever you can remember about your friends and associates in the past that we haven't talked about, if you wanted it, probably.
My friend?
Yeah. Some.
Abe Cohen.
Abe Cohen.
A.R. Cohen.
Yes.
David Alban.
All right.
Sam Fisher.
Are these men who are still active in philanthropies, or just good friends?
Abe Cohen,
was he a judge or something? Not a judge. It's all right. Who else?
He got a disease.
A disease.
The brain.
A brain disease. Yeah.
What do you call it?
I don't know. That. Do you know?
I don't know. So many brain diseases.
Yeah.
Parkinson's.
Too many. It's not important. The fact is
Alzheimer's. Or something?
He was affected by a disease. But is he?
Sam Fisher.
Yes.
Also, Mike Seville.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mike Seville, you said?
All right. We have 13 more minutes to cover. Anything you'd like to say about your philosophy? How you feel about this world, having lived through some pretty crucial times?
Well, we belong to Pure Life Congregation.
Oh, that's good. We didn't find that out. You still belong to Tree of Life Congregation, which is here on Craft Avenue.
Oh,
no, it's out in Squirrel Hill. On Shade of God, it shows you where I come from.
You know what? It happens to be one of the fastest growing
beautiful. Yeah, this synagogue's on a corner of Shady and what's that other street?
Shady and Wilkins.
And Wilkins Avenue, right. And you are still members of that congregation.
Well, we are.
We're still members of the one down here.
And you're still members to the one down here in the Hill District.
It's the Beth Jacob.
You mean the Beth Jacob is that little new one?
They combine and it's called Congregation Beth Hamedrish Hago. I see.
Isn't that new one they built? Yeah. Not how many years ago? Yeah. 10, 15?
About 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's right in the heart of Lower Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's McGuire Memorial. Isn't that the one, Joe?
That's right.
And also we support the Allegheny Association for Retarded Children.
I see. In other words, you're saying McGuire Memorial is
the name of the foundation?
For sure.
It's a McGuire Memorial School, I think it is.
For retarded children?
I don't know how it reads, McGuire.
Yeah.
McGuire Memorial.
A very fine.
So you support quite a few various organizations
besides
devoted.
The Jewish Federation.
Right,
and
the UJF.
I just sent a check.
Well, you are good citizens. That's probably why we're here interviewing you. We're interviewing you because you are good citizens and you make your contribution to the community, and that's why you're being recognized.
He used to work. Zionist too,
when he was
younger.
Yes, well, you've had quite a career.
The UJF is going to get all my decisions.
We're
going to
turn it over. We're thinking of turning over our. That's not going to go in.
Your estate or part of?
No, we might turn over the foundation. The
foundation will go to the UJF.
Good, that's clear.
I was going to say two of the grandchildren inherited some of his athletic ability. One was very good in soccer, and the other was very good in tennis.
That's interesting. See, in other words, your genes, your genes work because Zisha, his grandchildren that are good in athletics, right? Yeah. I believe in genes. And I'm not talking about blue jeans.
You mean living longer, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and inheriting. See, they've inherited these qualities. Yeah, has to be, right? Would you, I'm talking to my assistant to see if she would like to make a commentary at this time and a question.
I appreciate your...
A lot of pictures over there.
May we have a picture?
Go look, I don't know which one you want.
We'd like to have a picture of yours.
All right, so we'll get a picture. We don't have to record all that. Is there any pertinent question you'd like to ask in the last number of minutes left? Something we forgot to review. I did ask you if you wanted to discuss your philosophy and attitudes in respect to the world and what's going on and what you think of the future, if you want to make...
It's all a fake.
The future's a fake? Or the whole life?
Life is a fake.
Life is a fake. We're quoting you.
It would have been better to interview him a couple of years ago.
I know. It's hard to take disablement. Right.
But he was always interested in he always felt that a lot of these athletes got a chance when they got scholarships.
Yeah.
He always felt that way.
Sounds as if you've done a great deal with your life.
I think he has.
You have contributed a great deal at a time when it was crucial, it seems to me.
Yes.
Thank you.
And how many minutes do we have left?
He was a wonderful son and brother.
Well, I want to commend you for doing such a good job. In 1 hour, we have your whole life condensed on two sides of a piece of tape, and you did a good job.
He's talked very well today.
Yes.
Have a picture?
Yeah, we got a lot of
pictures
here.
They
can look at it.
Okay. Just about the end. Okay.